Tommy, we have a thief in our midst.
Who ripped off?
Someone we work with has stolen something pretty valuable from a person in this room.
Oh, wow.
And they are doing it with the help of this person's spouse.
Ooh, an inside job.
In fact, it's very possible this person is completely unaware. In fact, we know you're completely unaware.
Yes.
Right? That what is about to happen until I share something I found out earlier this week.
And this coworker is knowingly taking it.
100%. Okay. I could not believe what he was telling
Damn.
Me.
All right.
And it may, Tommy, have something to do with getting out of something all men dread.
Oh, so there's another motive.
Possibly.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So on Wednesday, before the show, I'm talking to Moose, who works down on PX.
Oh, yeah.
Does the morning show.
Funny kid.
So he tells me, he goes, I ran into Kimmy's husband at the gym yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Your husband and Moose go to the same gym?
I guess so.
Man, they
well, yeah,
use
because
the same
remember,
machines.
Because remember, my husband met Moose initially when he first came back to town at the gym.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. Anywho,
yeah.
Moose says that he and your husband were chatting in the locker room.
Okay.
And Moose somehow got talking with your husband about getting back into golf, and your husband loves golf.
Yes, he does.
Okay. So he had mentioned to your husband, Moose did, that he needed to get new clubs. Well, wouldn't you know?
What's going on?
Tommy, Kimmy's husband, being the good dude he is, had a solution for Moose.
Okay.
What's the solution?
Well, it turns out, Kimmy, your husband just got a new set of clubs.
He did.
Okay.
Nice.
Yep. And he was going to get rid of his old ones. He's looking to get rid of his old ones. And I'm going to quote what Moose said to my face on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You ready? Quote, Kimmy's husband told me that Kimmy wanted the clubs, but he totally said I could have him if I wanted.
Oh.
So let's stop for a second.
Okay.
And I would like Kimmy to keep you out of this for a little while longer if you
All
don't
right.
mind. All right, Tommy.
Mm.
If I told you I had something that I was going to give to my wife, but you could have it instead, what would be your first response?
Because you don't want your wife using these things for whatever reason.
No, I'm saying you. I'm going to give them to you. What would you say back to me?
Is she cool with this?
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Or no, give them to your wife.
Yeah.
I would insist. If you did the same thing, I would insist. Yeah. No. Give them to your wife. Moose did not do that.
Yeah, okay. And this is like, take like, it was going to be mine out of it. That's like an expensive thing to accept from somebody that you don't know that well. Like I said, my husband and Moose have had limited interactions here and there at the gym.
Yeah.
I do find it a little weird. Okay, I find it weird that my husband offered it in the first place, but I also find it weird that he was just like, yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
You would feel a little guilty taking that from somebody?
I agree with you, but Moose did exactly that. He told Kimmy's husband, I would love the clubs. Moose did not mention Kimmy at all after the clubs were offered to him. And now,
he didn't say a word to me.
So now, by the way, he told me.
What the hell?
Kimmy is now down a set of golf clubs. Moose is ready to hit the links this summer, and it's all thanks to Kimmy's husband at the expense of Kimmy. Kimmy, were you aware of any of
this? I was not.
Okay.
Like I said, I would think that Moose would have mentioned it at some point. Like, I know my husband, because, like, in my husband's defense, he asked if I wanted them, and I was like, maybe I'll get into it.
Okay.
So I kind of thought that meant, like, yeah, hold on to them for me.
So you did want the clubs?
Not right now, but maybe in the future.
Okay. Gotcha.
Does that make sense? Like,
but that's fine.
Yeah. I didn't think he would just give them away.
Without talking to you.
Because I didn't give him, like, a solid answer on whether or not I wanted them.
Okay. So, Tommy.
Yeah.
There are two potential reasons why Kimmy's husband did what he did.
Mm-hmm.
The first potential reason, he is a very kind man who saw someone he knew was in need, figured Moose needed those clubs more than Kimmy did, and decided they'd be better in someone else's home. Mm-hmm. And in the defense of Kimmy's husband, he is a very, very kind man.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
He's like the nicest guy you will ever meet. And that would be admirable if that was the reason.
Right.
It's also possible
that
Kimmy's husband...
Mm-hmm.
was doing everything he could to get out of a potential new couple's hobby, golfing with his wife.
Yeah.
Tommy, which one do you think it was?
Oh, you know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want couple's day at the course.
I would say all those facts line up to agree with your argument. However, I did not want to golf. My husband's the one that's like, you're going to love it. You got to get into it. We got to go to the driving range to get better at it. This was not a hobby, really, that was on my radar.
Okay.
I was always kind of like intimidated by golf. I didn't really know. I've never been on a course. I've never swung a club. So he was kind of the one like pushing for this initially. So maybe he came to the realization that if I get into it, we'll have to go together. I don't know.
But you don't think that's what the case
but
was?
But I don't think, like, I have not been very proactive, obviously, about starting my golf journey.
Who would not want to golf with Kimmy?
What do you mean? She doesn't say much.
She rags on everything. Well, she only picks on everybody.
Oh, she picks on everyone. Oh, my yes. butt. Oh, no, my butt. I got jeans with holes in them that came that way when
no,
I bought
I
them.
No, I didn't. I actually wore them out.
That's a lie. You would throw those jeans away immediately. Don't try and pretend like you didn't buy them ripped as he puts his knee over the hole, you bitch-ass bitch.
Maybe.
You wearing ripped jeans
yeah,
today?
He's wearing ripped jeans. Yeah.
Well, they got
this
ripped.
This is so
no,
unlike
they,
you.
Why you lie? Why you lie so hard? All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. With Kimmy's husband getting new clubs, having this extra set that Kimmy believed she was getting, then offering them to Moose, our coworker, in the gym locker room, and Moose accepting.
Yeah, I don't know who I'm more mad at this point.
That's what I want to talk about. Mm. Tommy, who is the bigger dick here? Kimmy's husband or Moose? Oh, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
I'm going to say Moose. Because he didn't
you're
have
afraid
any...
of my husband. 100%.
Well, yeah. That would make sense. I would say Moose because he, to your point, he didn't have any questions. Like, he knew the history of the clubs and he just took them.
And not even like, here's the thing, when he was telling me the story, though, Moose did not tell you this at all.
Not a word.
By the way, he then took off on a plane. He's in Florida this weekend.
Yes.
Right?
Golf country.
Why would he tell me the whole story and not have a word? Of course it was going to get, I was going to tell Kimmy what
happened.
And don't
you sometimes think somebody's just offering something to you to be nice because we're talking about it in the moment?
Yes. But then again, your husband didn't have to offer a free set
of
golf
clubs.
Yeah, I don't know why that
came to his mind.
But you got to blame Moose because Moose is in radio, right? He does morning radio.
Yeah.
And every morning radio guy is a chintz and a glom. And they will grab everything. It's just in their DNA.
Okay, but then it's Kimmy's husband's fault because he knows a chintz glom and Kimmy being in radio.
Yes, but he fell in love with one, you know.
Are we talking Moose or Kimmy?
Kimmy, I guess. but you got to blame Moose a little bit on this one. Plus, like, Moose makes a decent living. He can't go buy a set of clubs. Yes, he can.
I feel like a lot of guys.
He wears a lot of free t-shirts.
Okay. Am I wrong on this? But I feel like a lot of guys who are just casual golfers, like, they inherited those clubs from somebody.
Yeah, but I always thought it was from like dad or
uncle. Usually it's family.
I never thought a buddy would hand over a free set of clubs.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's always hand-me-downs. Hmm. But even then, like, those are young guys, not a 40-year-old golfer with throwaway clubs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's way too late in life to be using hand-me-downs.
I am a little worried he's going to be disappointed by these clubs because they're not like the nicest clubs. Yes,
okay,
that was the reason I was going to use them because I suck and I just needed a club.
I don't look at Moose as like the most like athletic golf expert.
You don't think
ever.
Like, but
he's built like a golfer.
You don't think he's aware though that like?
Well, you don't think
they're not great.
You don't think he has the physique of a golfer?
I am not going anywhere near that stage.
No, but you said that.
No, I said I don't look at him as competitive and athletic. You called
him. There is a height difference. Doesn't that make... I'm being serious. I'm not trying to
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? Explain to the audience who may not know what Moose looks like.
Do you think Moose is shorter than you?
Is Moose too short for the clubs?
Now you're just being mean.
Is he taller? Is he shorter than Kimmy?
Oh, yeah. His last name's Musumeci. Of course, he's shorter than Kimmy.
They're a little, they're a little big for me, I think. So I would imagine that it would
be
the old
man club.
All right, Kimmy, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, if you're just joining us, Moose, our coworker down on PXY, bumps into Kimmy's husband earlier this week in the locker room of the gym. And Moose was talking about getting back into golf. Kimmy's husband loves golf.
Yeah.
Goes, you know, I don't have any clubs. And Kimmy's husband goes, you're not going to believe this. I just got a new set of clubs. I got this old set I'm looking to get rid of. Kimmy wanted them.
Yeah.
But if you want him, you can have him. And Moose, instead of saying, you know, his coworker and friend being like, no.
Coming in, maybe asking me about it.
Or, yeah, exactly. Yeah. He goes, I'll take him. And didn't
and then
tell.
Just like. And normally he comes down here and like chit-chats with us after the show. I haven't seen Moose in a while. Maybe that's why.
Well, he's working on his long game. All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Your husband volunteers them.
Yeah.
Without asking you. Moose takes them without saying anything or considering you. Who are you more upset with right now?
Probably my husband a little bit. I would think he would mention it to me, like, hey, are you sure that you want these? Yes or no, because I'm going to give them away. He never mentioned giving them to anybody.
Okay.
So this is news to me. And he hasn't said anything since he offered Moose the clubs.
Okay, can I... This is actually going down an interesting road.
What's that?
A massive fight I got in with my wife.
What happened?
So we were out a couple of weeks ago as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a restaurant bar. and my wife was sitting in a chair. My wife was sitting in a chair. There was a chair open next to her. I was standing. Me and the kids were waiting to get a table. And a couple walked in, like maybe in their 50s.
Yeah.
And they were looking for a seat at the bar. And I knew we were getting up in a second.
Yeah.
And if she would have moved, there would have been another seat. So I go, hey, they're looking for a seat. Like, why don't you move so they can sit down?
Yeah.
And she didn't say anything at the time.
Yeah.
But it came out later that she was upset with me.
Why?
Because I wanted to make the woman comfortable sitting down at the expense of the comfort of my wife who was sitting down.
But this woman was older.
Not like needs to sit down
like she
older.
Couldn't stand, but
it was more just like, hey, you know.
I've never done, I've gotten up and given up my seat, but I've never made my wife give up a seat.
Okay, I guess I didn't realize what I did was a faux pas.
I've never done that.
But my wife said to me during this argument, you're worried about the comfort of other people above your wife and kids. And I thought to myself, she's not wrong, because I know that everything's pretty good with us, right? We get to go do things, right? We all love each other. We're having a laugh. Everything's cool. I don't know what that person's like. I know you'll be fine standing for a little while. I don't know that person's situation. And it's kind of what happened here because Kimmy's husband, looking at Moose, goes, you need these more than Kimmy does without asking Kimmy.
Well, wouldn't that be offensive to Moose?
Yeah.
I think we've already beat the kid up enough today.
You two did. I'm sitting here talking.
Out.
I'm just saying.
You said he wasn't athletic.
Is your husband someone who values other people's comfort over yours? Does he have that kind of personality?
I would just think like it's a conversation first. Like I could see him wanting to do these things for other people if it's, their comfort over mine.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't think he would just do it.
Okay.
Like it would be a discussion.
I kind of get that though.
I think he would want to though, yes.
Okay. So like he looks at you and thinks, I know you're all set.
She'll be fine on that corner over there. She likes that old stool.
Yes, he likes doing stuff for other people.
Because I didn't realize that was something my wife would get upset about. I thought we were kind of on the same page with that.
Oh. But your wife likes when you do things for her.
Well, every wife does.
Right, but I'm thinking Kimmy doesn't.
You don't? Do you like when your husband
think,
does?
I don't think somebody likes to be too
fussy. Who doesn't
like
when people do stuff for
them? No, quiet, girl.
Lady, listen. I don't think you like to be fussed over.
No, I mean, I guess to an extent, no, I do. I value my independence and being left alone.
Yeah, what?
You can see the quills coming out.
But I do I would never get upset with somebody doing something.
But
for
you prefer, you're kind of a lone wolf.
Well, now you make her sound like a white supremacist.
I know, jeez.
No.
She lives in a cabin in Idaho, and she's got a manifesto she wants you to read.
No, but she kind of goes her own way.
Yeah, but I've always appreciated when my husband does stuff for
me.
All right. 252 WCMF. It's a golf club drama involving our coworker, Moose.
I think that was a compliment coming from him, so I'm going to take
it. Yes!
Let's talk to Pete. Hey, these stupid buttons! Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
What's up? How's your buttons?
Not great, Pete. What's going on, man?
Hey, I think, I got to give a little support to Kimmy's husband here. I think maybe he's going to buy her a set, brand new, of women's clubs.
Somebody's getting McGregor's.
No, but here's the thing. If he does that, they're going to be too short for her.
No.
She needs man clubs.
Get them sized. I mean, they come in all sizes.
Yeah, that's made a joke. It's okay. So you think there is a surprise coming that Moose, by the way, if there is, Moose also blew that, too.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, Moose is the problem here.
Okay, so hey, Pete, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you worry about other people's comfort outside of your partner?
Other people's? No.
So, like, in this case,
not really.
Okay, so, like, Kimmy's husband was more worried about Moose not having clubs than Kimmy not having clubs. Me with the seat in that restaurant. Like, are you hyper-focused on your wife's situation and what you're doing for her? Or are you someone who looks and goes, we got it pretty good, I'm going to help other people out before I help them?
Well, if she's interested in it, then, yeah, I'm going to support the old lady.
Okay. Is that out of fear for your safety? Or
No. That's just the way I am. I mean, other people, hey, when I think I'm, kind of an a-hole, so it doesn't really matter to me.
No, Pete, come on. Pete. Petey, good to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the
day. Okay. Yeah.
Take care.
I like the laugh.
You know what this means, too?
What's that?
Well, look, I mean, Moose wants to get back into golfing.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy's husband is a golfer. Mm-hmm. Moose and your husband are going to be going golfing.
I don't think my husband's fancy enough for Moose.
Are we talking about the same Moose?
I mean, I don't think my husband will go to the the fancy courses that Moose wants to go.
Well, no, but Moose,
Moose is busted, man. He ain't go no fancy
courses. I've seen him at fancy courses.
Yeah, because he's glomming on to his buddy who belongs to fancy. No, but
my husband's not that kind of buddy.
No, but Moose can't double glom.
No, no, he's public all the way.
Yeah. Would it bother you?
Yeah.
Now, your husband going out and playing 18 holes with Moose and your clubs?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Do you want Moose to be friends with your husband?
I wouldn't mind if Moose was friends with my husband.
I don't see them really mixing, but yeah.
What do you mean by that?
This don't seem like this the type.
Like, how so?
I just think he's like a deadhead.
Kimmy's husband.
Yeah. He's a fireman.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Moose does radio.
He
plays Lady Gaga.
My husband's friends with you guys.
He works with Breezy.
No, he's friends with me. He's not friends with Tommy. I mean,
he thinks Tommy's funny.
Yeah, I know. I mean, lots of people think Tommy's funny.
I'm going to do a bachelor auction.
It's for charity.
Is that your Moose impression?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Okay.
I know how to make seven types of mimosas. Yeah, I don't see those two hanging.
Well, no. I mean, Kimmy's husband gets along with everybody.
Yeah, he does.
But I think, you know, but that's how he is. I don't think Moose is that guy.
Oh, he ain't moving the needle for Kimmy's husband? No. He needs a bigger, manlier, tougher guy? It does amaze me. Credit to Kimmy's husband here. He can hang out with anybody and get along great. Like, for example, I mean, most people don't have a great relationship with their father-in-law.
Yeah.
Your husband's going golfing with your dad, hanging out with your dad all the time.
Yeah, no. My husband gets along with everybody, and it's annoying.
But he also has a very cool father-in-law.
Well, he's cool when he's not your father-in-law. Yeah. And I don't mean that against Kimmy's dad. I mean, like, any father-in-law.
Oh.
No?
I don't know. He seemed pretty cool to me.
No, I get it, but, like, you don't have to
You don't hang out with him, though.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I like your dad.
No,
never mind.
I understand.
Never mind.
My dad is great in small doses.
It's not what I'm saying. Take a break. Jeez. Everybody hates us now after this is done. Kimmy's husband, Moose, Pete, Kimmy's dad.
Golf.
Everyone that listens to the radio. My hood is still up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you are.
I don't like this. It feels weird right now. You're hanging out in the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Also, I just tossed my coat across the room.
That was impressive.
And it landed on the chair perfectly.
Yeah, you stuck the landing.
I'm sorry. Our engineers were asking me a question in the hallway.
Oh, they didn't ask me.
Yeah. Like I said.
I walked right by twice. They didn't say a word.
Like I said.
Crazy.
All right. this would be a once-in-a-lifetime dream opportunity that a man had to be so cold-blooded to destroy. So, for those who don't know, your Rochester Americans have been having a hell of a season.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, they are 3 points out of first place in their division, but they play tonight. It's actually the unofficial kickoff to St. Patrick's Day weekend, Irish night at the Blue Cross Arena.
It's going to be insane.
Always a good time.
Yeah.
But the reason we bring up the Amherst, they will have this team come to town every once in a while.
Mm.
That would be the Utica Comets. And Dan McKinnon Dan McKinnon is the general manager of the Utica Comets.
Okay, what's so special about that?
Well, his son, Will McKinnon, played under him in Utica.
Oh.
So you had father and son who were in the same franchise. Will McKinnon, he's a defenseman. He looks like he's 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the doorstep of making the show.
Oh, wow.
The NHL.
Yeah.
And you get to spend all the time on the road and your professional career with your dad.
Yeah.
God.
It is a dream situation for any father-son combo.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, it was.
Yeah, whatever.
Because last week, Dan McKinnon,
general
manager of the Utica Comets, traded his son to the Cleveland Monsters.
Oh, my God.
He traded his son.
To the Monsters, which was kind of appropriate. You monster.
It is a weird situation to begin with because your dad isn't the coach of you. He's in charge of your paycheck.
Your career. Oh, yeah. Yes. He decides where you go if you re-sign.
Like, that is the ultimate control right there.
So the trade is one thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's disturbing. What makes it even worse, you know, Tommy, when you make a trade, normally there's draft picks or
players.
Yeah,
you're getting
back.
Something.
Utica didn't get anything for Will McKinnon.
So it's not a trade.
They traded him for future considerations, meaning down the road, if there's someone else the Monsters don't really want, they can be like, can we have him? And they'll be like, sure. But a lot of times, future considerations
that's a weird trade.
Don't become anything.
Okay, so he didn't see any value in his son.
He traded his son for nothing.
Nothing.
He traded his son for nothing. How, if you are married, do you go home to your wife?
You don't. I would bring one of them sticks. Just for defensive purposes.
All right, let me ask a question. All right, so most of the time when it comes to professional sports, unless there's a situation where a guy wants to be traded or it gets dragged out to the media, and in the AHL, I'm sure that wouldn't happen, a guy doesn't know that he's getting
Yeah, it's, they probably get the call, like, got to be here tomorrow.
That's why in fact, we had Brian Gionta, former Buffalo Sabres captain, on the show, doing the show with us a couple years ago, and he would explain how, like, nerve-wracking trade deadline day would be, because you'd just be sitting having lunch and all of a sudden...
stuff ready to go.
Yeah, your phone rings and you got to get on a plane in an hour.
Yeah.
Do you have to tell your son, leading up to what's happening, what's going on?
Like a heads up.
Yeah. Thank you. It would be hard not to give the kid a heads up.
But you wouldn't be doing that for most other players.
Yeah. But if he's going, if he's leaving anyways, you know what I mean?
And we're not getting nothing for you.
Nothing.
Your whole family's a bunch of goddamn... Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's really awkward, man.
So here's the thing. This is not the first time something like this has happened in professional sports. Well, I don't know... I don't remember how he left town, but Del Rivers. No, the coach, the basketball coach, NBA.
Doc Rivers.
Oh, Doc Rivers.
Why did I say Del? Doc Rivers has a son, Austin Rivers, who was an NBA player for a while.
Yeah.
And I believe, was it with the Clippers, Kimmy? He was the head coach, and his son played under him.
Right.
And that kid left the roster before Doc Rivers was fired from that coaching job.
Meaning
either he had a discussion with the general manager and said, look, I'm not getting what I need out of the kid, or the general manager had to come to Doc Rivers and say, we are going to move your son for X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And he either you just let it happen.
Yeah. As a coach, like, you could kind of make the argument, I don't have a say here.
The coach always has a say.
They do. But if that GM wants that person gone, what are you going to do as a coach?
But even in this situation, you're right. Yeah. Any other normal player, that's still your kid.
Yeah, like, do you
make a plea? Do you go okay because you don't want to look like you try to keep your kid around?
You don't want to deal with your wife. That's the worst part of this thing, is going home and saying, hey, you know, cutting the kid. He's not cutting it.
Should you just avoid?
But what if you know that where that kid is going is going to be a better situation?
Oh, that's
them?
Fine.
Well, but it's still going to be hard to say, I cut my kid, even though they could end up in a better spot.
Oh, like that kind. Well, it could work out.
Well, that could also be the situation here. Because now, look, forgive me. As I look at the standings here in the AHL, the Utica Comets are in last place in their division. And as I'm looking for the Cleveland Monsters here.
I think they're somewhere in the middle.
Yep. So they got a shot at a playoff spot.
All right.
This could also be a father giving his son an opportunity to have playoff run, maybe?
It's a harsh thing to do, but if it benefits them, you don't feel as bad about it.
But here's the thing. That also kind of makes you a dick, because I'm sure there are guys on that roster that would love to be a part of a team that's like has a chance of doing something. It would give you an opportunity to showcase for NHL teams in the playoffs. You give your son that opportunity, but you don't give someone else that opportunity.
Yeah. So why would you ever want your kid on your team?
It's a great question.
Because it's not going to work out well.
There have to be situations where it does.
Can you name one?
Well, look at Deion Sanders, his kid.
I mean, there's a lot of drama going on.
But we haven't seen that
completely
play
out. They seem like their relationship's okay.
Okay, yeah, but no.
By the way, that guy's a superstar, but I'm just talking a minor league coach.
Okay.
Why would you want your kid?
Well, I guess it's like it's a fulfillment of a lifelong dream.
But they're passing through, right?
Yeah, I mean, eventually everything falls apart.
Right.
But, I mean, you would have the opportunity... I mean, how many kids make professional sports, period?
True.
Right? Now you are in the same... I mean, that would be a great thing to have for a little while.
But here's the thing. Like, your wife's not going to get it. And I don't mean that condescendingly. Like,
no, just the way you said it.
Maybe you don't understand the business. But I'm saying, like, your wife thinks, oh, great, you're going to protect him and get him to the NHL. And this is going to be awesome. Because now he's got you there all the time. But no, he's got to be the coach and do these dick moves because that's what he's getting paid to do. But your wife's not going to see it that way.
No. Well, unless he, I don't know.
I would think that if you're a wife of someone who works as a coach or
general
manager.
That's how wives work.
No, I mean, you also watch.
You've been around this forever.
But that's her kid.
No, but you watch also your kid go through this, get cut from teams, move from, you know.
Yeah, but now it's got your filthy coach hands all over this dirty mess.
I would think it would be a relief for that significant other, because now I don't have to listen to both sides when somebody's negotiating a salary.
Oh, good point. Although
that
I guess
that sounds like it would be a terrible situation.
That's a good call. Again, 252-WCMF. We're talking about Dan McKinney.
You in that situation, as a mom, you're forced to pick sides.
Oh. You're going to go with your kid.
Well, no. I mean, not if. I mean, let's look at Doc Rivers' situation. He's the one making the money for the family.
No, but the wife's always going to protect her child. She held that child. She held your little draft pick.
Again, we're talking about general manager of the Utica Comets. They play in the AHL with the Rochester Americans. His name is Dan McKinnon. His son, Will, was playing on his roster, father's son, all together in one franchise. And that was until last week when Dan McKinnon traded his son, Will McKinnon, a defenseman, to the Cleveland Monsters for future considerations. I mean, okay, now I'm trying to weigh back and forth the question you asked.
Like, yeah.
Why would you want that?
It sounds like it's not going to end well most of the time.
Yeah, because somebody's not going to be there forever.
Right.
You know? But and you still get it. You still get that opportunity. I think I would still want it.
And I don't think I wonder, like, when you talk to these guys, you know, working with my son like that, because the pressure has got to be so intense even at that level that you don't even get to absorb, oh, I'm playing hockey with my son, or my son's down there. You know what I mean? Like, those guys have got to be under so much pressure.
Okay.
They're a different person at work.
That they don't even get to enjoy that fantasy of working with your kid.
Maybe you're right, but I talked to you guys about this week with my daughter's team. They made the state girls hockey playoffs, mm-hmm. and, you know, got knocked out in the third game. I love watching my kids do things more mm-hmm. than anything in the world.
Oh, sure.
Sports activities, right? So I am dreading, because it's not that far away from me, with my oldest. Mm-hmm. She's got 3 years left of hockey.
Yeah.
If everything goes well. And then I never get to watch her play again. So if I have the opportunity to literally see every game my kid plays, yeah, I'm taking that opportunity. I think I'm taking it.
All right.
But that's if your kid's good.
I'm still there. Because God forbid, I mean, look, these AHL teams play, what, 80-something games a year before the playoffs? Mm-hmm. I can't watch every single one unless my job is to watch every single one.
All right.
No,
but I guess my point is, in this situation, like, if your kid's like, not the best.
Like, traded for future consideration.
Maybe
bag of chips.
Doesn't play all that much.
Okay.
Is it as exciting? Like, would you want to be in that situation?
No, but it makes it even better when he does play, because I'm right here. I'm in the press box and I get free popcorn.
All right.